This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Wednesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news investors are making a brave effort to look past the China economic risks. Equity markets have decided that the China virus emergency isn't going to affect them. Wall Street has made a sharp recovery today, with the S&P 500 up more than 1% in midday trade. That follows European markets, was led up with that sort of rise earlier. Very strong transport equipment orders in the US saw their December durable goods order data rise sharply, up 2.4% from the previous month. But defence orders drove the result. Excluding defence orders, American durable goods orders actually fell 2.5% in December from a very weak November. And year on year, the overall durable goods orders were down 3.7%. And the non-defence orders were down 6.9%. It is hard not to come to the conclusion that the Pentagon's buying is all that is holding up this data. Worse, overall capital goods orders are down 10.7% in December from a year ago, and the non-defense component was down an eye-watering 18% year on year. American business investment is very weak. But American consumer sentiment is following Wall Street, or perhaps Wall Street is impressed by this data. Consumer confidence rose in January, following a moderate advance in December, driven primarily by a more positive assessment of the current jobs market and increased optimism about future job prospects. Manufacturers like 3M and Harley-Davidson are announcing retrenchments, however, but service sector industries like banks and tech firms are hiring. It was a rise in consumer sentiment that beat analyst expectations. And here is a message from our friends at Hatch. Exchange-traded funds are a relatively easy and inexpensive way to diversify a portfolio without having to have the expertise required to pick individual shares. Hatch has more than 500 ETFs on hand, so investors looking to invest in their values and interests close to their hearts are spoiled for choice. Visit hatch.as/investing to learn more about how you can easily diversify your portfolio. Meanwhile, the Chinese coronavirus is spreading, and most countries have put in place emergency restrictions on travellers from China. But news a Hong Kong University lab has developed a vaccine is encouraging, and the WHO now says there is actually no need to evacuate foreign nationals from Wuhan, even though many countries are readying plans to do just that. It is a signal that reinforces the sense of panic out of proportion to the actual risks. But such moves play well in domestic politics. But the Chinese actions to deal with the crisis seem to be winning favour with investors. Plus SARS and MERS both passed reasonably quickly, and those memories play a part too. In Europe, the UK has decided to follow Germany's lead and allow Huawei to supply some key but non-critical components in their 5G system. It seems likely New Zealand will follow too, leaving only the US and Australia applying a complete ban. Over-egging by the US seems to have resulted in a diplomatic failure. In Australia, more evidence that businesses are facing a deteriorating situation. The final monthly business survey of 2019 provides further evidence that conditions edged lower and confidence weakened, falling 2 points to minus 2 index points, the lowest read since mid-2013. While broadly stable, looking forward indicators do not signal a material improvement in the near term. Forward orders remain weak, and capacity utilization is just below average. CapEx has pulled back over the year and is now well below average. The 2020 China situation won't have improved things from there. The US Treasury 10-year yield has recovered today, up 3 basis points after yesterday's sharp drop, and now at 1.64%. Gold is down today on the improved risk mood, now at $1,569 an ounce, and that's $9 lower in a day. US oil prices are up today, recovering about a dollar from the previous declines, now at just under $53.50 a barrel, and the Brent benchmark is up too at just under $59.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar is still lower at 65.3 US cents, on the cross rates we have dipped to 96.7 Australian cents, and against the euro we're little changed to 59.3 euro cents. The net of all these shifts leads our trade weighted index at just on 70.8. And Bitcoin is still rising, now at $8,974, and that's a daily rise of 2%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes, get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz, and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify, or subscribe on our website. I'm David Chasten, and we'll do this again tomorrow.